All right, perfect. I'll hop right into it. So thanks, everybody, for joining the call. I know Caroline will do that too. But just really a couple quick reminders, nothing crazy, but just wanted to send one reminder out that if you can RSVP to me for the conference calls, just so we know how many to expect, please try and do that. It's been kind of hit or miss with people RSVPing or not. Even if you can't make it on the call, that's okay. Let us know just so we know how many to expect. Try to let me know prior to the call. It would be greatly appreciated. Another update I have is just a reminder of those AWG parental consent forms that I submitted. Please try to have those to me by Friday. I've already got a few in, which is great, so thank you to everybody who's already got those in. But those of you who haven't, please try to get those in to me. And if you are 18 or older, you don't need to have these submitted. But if you're 17 years old or younger, you will need to have your parents sign off on that. That just gives you permission to volunteer at Arctic Winter Games. And also, if you can send me a headshot, too, that would be great. The headshots are for your volunteer badges that you'll use at AWG. If you don't get around to it, that's okay, because I'll likely get everybody's next weekend at the summit. But if you can get that to me, that would be great. Just another reminder that we do have a conference call on Monday as well that will be separate from our training calls. So I did send out an email about that today with information, how to join the call, the number to call, and whatnot. This will just be to go over logistics, communication, roles, and expectations for the Youth Ambassador Summit that's here in Iqaluit next weekend. And very important that you all make that call. If you don't, if there's for whatever reason you can't make the call, if you have a good excuse, whether you're sick or maybe there's a blizzard, or maybe phone lines are down, that's okay, but please let me know so I'm aware. We can maybe schedule another time to catch up with all that information later. And then I wanted to ask if anybody has a preferred name that you would like us to call or use while we're at the summit next weekend. So maybe it's different than what's actually like on your registration form and what we have written down. If there's a preferred name that you would rather be called, please let me know. Send me an email with your preferred name, and we'll get name tag done up for everybody. So we just want to make sure everybody's comfortable, and we refer to everybody with what they want to be referred to as. So if you do have a preferred name that maybe wasn't written down on your registration form, just let me know, and we will get that. Other than that, those are all the updates I have, Caroline, so I'll send it back off to you. Are you guys any questions on that before I send it back off to Caroline?
Okay, all right,
hearing none. Sorry.
I was just going to say, when we do our round of introductions, if anybody has a question for Corey, you can introduce yourself and just say, I have this question for Corey. So it might take you a minute to think of what your question is. So.
Thanks, Caroline.
Awesome. Okay, well, let's get started with our call. So I'd like to welcome you guys to RS101, which is Recreation and Sports Systems. So this is a good one because you're going to be going to volunteer at Arctic Winter Games. So this one, and also a training one that Corey's going to do at the summit, to help you sort of get a little bit more understanding around how the games work and why they're an important part of our recreation and sports system. So as I mentioned today, I'm hosting this call from what's called the Unceded Traditional Territories of the First Nation, which is outside of Vancouver, and it's actually pretty sunny today, but there's supposed to be a big rainstorm coming in. Vancouver hardly ever gets snow, but it gets lots of rain sometimes. So, but still not the same as the blizzard that I heard Iqaluit got last week, or the weather that you've been getting in Coral Harbor. So thanks for joining on this pre-wind or wintry stormy day. So in this learning event, you're going to learn a bit more about all the different bits and pieces that make up our recreation and sports system. And if you think about it, there's lots of, if you think about it like making some bread or baking a cake or making a stew or something like that, there's lots of different pieces that go into making it work just right. And it's the same thing with our recreation and sport system. We have people in the system, you yourselves as youth ambassadors are part of the system because you're going to be going to Arctic Winter Games as volunteers. You're going to be doing projects in your community later on, like in the spring. There's different groups and organizations. Corey works for the Government of Nunavut Sport and Rec Division. That's part of our sport and rec system. There's resources, like I think we talked about needing money sometimes to make things happen. You might need a facility in your community. And then there's also policies or rules. So Corey, one rule Corey just mentioned is if you're 18 or older, you don't need your parental consent, but if you're under 18, you do. So that's an example of a rule that is part of this big system that we call the recreation and sports system. And one of the reasons it's good to know about this system or any other systems that work in your community is when you understand how a system works, then it makes it a little bit easier to do what you want to do. So if you want to do a volunteer food program or set up a outdoor hockey rink or, you know, go volunteer at a special event or something like that, when you know all the different bits and pieces that are involved, you can sort of tap into those and help them work better for you. So we're going to learn a little bit about those pieces, and we're also going to learn a bit more about part of your system in Nunavut, and it's called the Nunavut Sport, Physical Activity, and Recreation Framework. And I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it right, but I'll do my best. I think it's Nunalit Aluyut, and maybe somebody can correct me when we go around if I didn't quite get that right. So today, like we do on all of our conference calls, we're going to start with an introduction. And when I ask you to introduce yourself, I think I'll be saying which community is. So just say your name first. And then also I'm going to ask you to add a little bit more information about a question I'll ask you in a minute. And then after our introductions, we're going to talk a little bit more about pieces, like big pieces of the recreation and sport system. And then we'll learn more about the framework that you have in Nunavut and talk a little bit more about that. So when we do introductions today, and if you forget what the question is, just ask me again. I don't mind because it's really hard to keep it on top of your head if you can't see it in front of you. So the question is, as you introduce yourself, share with us what comes to mind when you hear the word system. So it can be anything. System means lots of different things to lots of different people in lots of different ways. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start off, Corey joined the call first, and then Stephanie joined the call. So they're both in Iqaluit. So I'm going to start off by community, but I'm going to start in the middle of the alphabet. So we'll start with Iqaluit, then we'll go to Kinggate, and then Arviat, and then to Chesterfield Inlet, and then Coral Harbor. And then for the next round of questions, we'll start with Kinggate rather than Iqaluit. So we'll just work our way through the alphabet. So as you know, my name's Caroline, and when I think of what comes to mind when I hear the word system, I think of something that might be a little bit complicated. That's what comes to mind for me. So over to you, Corey, and then Stephanie.
So it's Corey here. When I think of, you asked him for a system, correct, Caroline? Sorry, I was kind of reading an email going through. So you asked, what comes to mind?
Comes to mind okay. When you hear the word system.
Okay. So what comes to mind for me is a group of, whether it's parks, people, or even organizations that perform specific jobs, but that help achieve a common end result that benefits all involved. So that's what I think when I think of a system, and like you said, can be very complicated at times too.
Okay, so a group of parts or things that work together for sort of the same goal or some type of result that helps them all.
Yeah, that's correct.
That's great. And for when we go around, you guys can do a long explanation like Corey did, or you can do a short one like I did and use one word. So I think of what comes to my mind as complicated, but Corey explained what came to his mind. So there's no right or wrong answer. It's just what pops into your mind when you're introducing yourself. So, Stephanie, if we can go to you, and then we'll go over to Kinggate, and you guys in your group at Kinggate can decide who's going to go first, second, and third. So over to Stephanie first.
Oh, hi. Stephanie.
Hi.
Okay. Sorry. What comes to mind when I think of wisdom is like a wave, but
sorry, Stephanie, did you say like a game?
Sorry?
Can you just say the word again? I know that it's like dying usually for me when I'm talking, when I hear you in Calaway. So,
what comes to mind are waves, like W-A-Y-S, and path, like P-E-T-H.
Okay.
Yeah, and like that's like what I can say, like no long description, just a bullet form.
Thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for sharing. Let's go over to Kinggate then, and
I think this is to be the process that we need to follow.
Sorry, who was that?
I'm Andy.
Okay, and Andy, you said, can you tell me that one more time? I'm sorry.
A system is a process that we need to follow.
Ah, that's a good way of thinking about it. Thank you, Andy, for that.
A system is something you do step by step.
And who's that who shared that? Is that Kayak or Manu?
This is Manu.
Thank you, Manu. Andy said it's like a process that we follow, and Manu says it's something that also happens step by step. Thank you, Anne.
Has joined.
Wait. Hi, this is Gavin.
Hi, Gavin. Okay, so let's go. We're still in the game, I think. So, Katsla, what comes to mind when you hear the word system?
Hi, this is Katsla.
Gavin.
Has left.
Okay, sorry, I think we're having some issues with the phone. Patua, could you say that one more time, please?
A system as a plan.
Oh, okay, so it's got a plan out to it. That makes sense. Thank you. So for the three of you there, then you're thinking like a system is about planning, it's about processes, it's about things that happen in a planned or step-by-step way. So thanks so much for sharing that. Mitchell or Kelly, did you want to add anything else?
I think of things mechanical, like a computer system that keeps everything in order.
Ah, okay, so something that's mechanical and got some sort of organization or order to it. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Sheila and Arvia. Here I am asking you to introduce yourself, and I said your name and your community. So, Sheila, I'm wondering if you'd like to share with us what comes to your mind when you hear the word system. Okay. I'm not sure if I'm hearing really well. Corey, are you able to hear everybody? It might be my phone, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, I didn't. I haven't heard Sheila on her end. I don't know, maybe if it's muted Sheila or not, but we can't hear you, or maybe you got disconnected, but we can't hear anything right now.
Are you folks still here now?
Good now.
I can hear you now.
You can hear me? What comes to my mind is when the components work together, the system works well. When they don't, it doesn't work well or at all.
Ah, that's really important. I don't think Rachel or Sienna.
Caroline, just wanted to mention, I don't know if it's everybody else, but kind of having a little trouble hearing you from time to time, too. It's a little faint at times, so I just thought I'd mention that.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to take my headset off again, because sometimes it just doesn't, like, here.
There, can you guys hear me better now?
Much better.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so thank you so much, Sheila, for jumping in from Arvia. I don't know if Baker Lake or Cambridge Bay joined the call. So let's go to Chesterfield Inlet and I know there's three of you there on the phone, although I did hear that Gavin's phone might have dropped. So are you guys still on the phone, Kevin and Kayak and Gavin?
Yes.
Excellent. So if you want to say your name and then what comes to mind when you hear the word system, that would be wonderful.
My name is Kevin, and when I hear the word principles, I think of a set of principles or procedures according to which something is done, an organized framework or method.
That's great. So principles and procedures and organization and a framework as well. Thanks for that. Thanks, Kevin. And who'd like to share what comes to mind next from Chesterfield Inlet?
Can we come back to that once we think of something?
Sure, for sure. Kayak speaking?
Gavin and Kayak.
That's great. Yeah, it's totally okay because sometimes you're not really sure how to explain something or somebody else has already explained what you're thinking. So for sure, just listen and sort of come up with your own idea in your mind as well. So thank you. And then let's go over to Coral Harbor. So I know Mark and Edna, that you're there, right? And did Katie come too as well?
Yeah, Katie's here now.
Great. So I'll let you guys say your name, and if you have sort of something that comes to mind when you hear the word system, maybe you can share what that is.
Come on.
Hi, I'm Katie, and what the word system means is a collection of elements or components that are organized for a common purpose, which means follows a fixed plan or set of rules.
Well, that's awesome. So you've mentioned a number of different things there. So like a collection of elements that sort of work together, and they have a system, they have some rules, and they're supposed to follow that, and it's supposed to make it work, right?
Yeah.
Good. Thank you. Okay, and so that was Katie. So over to Mark.
Yep. Hi, my name is Mark, and a system is a way of working or organizing or doing something which follows a fixed plan or set of rules. You can use system to refer to an organization or or institution that is organized in this way.
That's right. So sometimes institution seems like something even bigger than an organization, I think. So that gives me a sense that a system isn't always something that's small. It can be something that's very big. So thank you for that, Mark. Edna, was there anything else that you guys talked about with system that you wanted to add to that?
No. Thanks.
That's great. Thank you, everybody. So I like how you've all sort of used a variety of different ways to explain what a system means to you. And I think of a system, I agree with you, it's got lots of different pieces to it. And it could be as small as the engine in your snowmobile. Like that might be a system because it's an engine, it's got different parts, and they should work together. Sometimes they don't if something's not, if something's broken. But they should work together in a way that makes your snowmobile move the way that you want it to. But we also have systems that are really big. So we might have the sport and recreation system, or we might have the education system. So it can be, as you mentioned, very big or very small. And usually, as you've also explained, a system is more complex, like it's more when it's all working together than each part is on its own. So if you think of an engine, if you take the gas tank out of the engine, it doesn't do much by itself. But when you put the gas tank in the engine and you put gas in it, then hopefully everything works together and you get it works in that coordinated or organized or, as Kelly mentioned, mechanical way. So it's often not the pieces of the system, although they're each important, it's how they relate to each other, the process that they follow, as you said, the procedures, and sort of that making things work. It's the relationships of it. Sometimes we need to change, or the system might change when things either inside the system change or things outside the system change. So your snowmobile's great until there's no more snow or ice out there, and then maybe it doesn't work quite so well because the environment has changed. Just like your education system, like you go to school, and then when maybe you're 20, that system, you don't use that system in the same way anymore. Sometimes, like when you have weather problems, it changes the fact that you're supposed to go to school, but you can't because of the weather. So things inside the system could change, and things outside the system can change. So I think that's really important for us in recreation to understand, and that's one of the reasons why sport and recreation are so different in each of our different communities, is because we might have different parts in our communities. One community might have a community hall. Somebody else might in your community. You might not have a community hall, but you might have a gym in the school. Someone else might have a really nice a pond or a lake or a place for skating, and somebody else might have an indoor arena. So there's lots of pieces to the system, and especially in sport and recreation, it can be different. So I'd like to go around one more time and just ask you, if you can think of an example of a system that you experience either at home, at school, at work, or that you're aware of. So I've mentioned a couple. If you can't think of another one, that's totally okay. But I've mentioned like the engine in your snow machine, or I've mentioned like the education system. So let's see if we can find any other examples of systems that you guys might experience in your communities. So I'm going to ask if we can start with Kingate this time, and then we'll go to Arvia, and then Chesterfield, Coral Harbor, and back to Iqaluit. So Andy, Katswa, and Manu, if you think about it, what other types of examples or systems do you see in your community around you?
Hi, I'm Andy, and I think our hamlet is a system.
Exactly. That's great. That's a really good system. It's a system of government, and it makes the community work. It helps you have water and things like that. So that's a really good example. Thank you, Andy. Kasu or Manu, do you have another example you'd like to share?
It's petrol and water and sewage treatment.
That's right. The water and sewage is a system as well. So how we get water into our homes and how the water from that's in our homes leaves our homes and gets treated so that it doesn't make people sick or anything. So that's another example of a system. Thank you. Manu, can you think of another system that you see in your community?
Recreation department or something.
Exactly, your recreation department. So when your recreation department works well together, people can go somewhere, they can participate in programs, there might be special events like Halloween that take place, and that's because of the recreation system in your community. Thank you. Now, as we go around our circle, you might find that somebody's already said what you were going to say, and that's okay. You can just say, oh, I was also thinking of this. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to come up with a different one. So from Kingate, let's go to Arvia. Sheila, is there something in your community that you notice that's a system, or you would say this is a system in my community?
Yeah. Training system at work, experienced people, training people.
That's an excellent one. So there's a system that makes sure people can get training and have the skills and the knowledge that they need to be able to do jobs that are needed in your community. So thank you for that. That's a really important one, too. Let's go over to Chesterfield Inlet then. So Kevin, Kayak, and Gavin. It doesn't matter who goes first, second, or third, and it's a really interesting.
Gavin here, and when I think of the word system, the word that comes to mind is council, and a certain council, like as in a certain individual has a special role in that council?
Yeah, so a person is part of the system of council, and there's a role for each person there, and actually sometimes the people change, right? You might elect somebody different to be part of that council. So that's a really good example of how it can change.
I agree with what Kevin said earlier. This is Kayap.
Thank you. And anything else from Chesterfield to add? Any other systems that you see in your community?
We're good.
Thank you. Let's go over to Coral Harbor then. Katie and Mark, do you notice any different systems other than what people have mentioned in your community, or were you thinking about some of the same ones?
A system in our community is the Power Corp system. It's providing us electricity to the community, and they are working right now because there was a big blizzard last night.
Ah, so the blizzard is something that happened outside of the system and made the system not work so well, so they're trying to fix it.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, that's a perfect example. Thank you. Any other ones from your community that you can think of?
That's the only thing I could think of right now.
And Katie, anything that you came to your mind?
The education system gives us the education we need, and they do evening activities and school activities, events, and Christmas games.
Oh, that's interesting. So that system doesn't do just when you're in school; it does community activities for people as well. So that makes it pretty important in your community. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, and Stephanie, is there anything, you're in a bigger community than most people. Is there another type of system that you might have noticed in another example of a system in your community?
Hi, I'm Stephanie. I'm the kind of system in my community, and maybe not only my community, is the justice system.
Ah, and that does lots of different things, right?
Ways of providing security for the individuals and the community. Making it
That's
a safe
right.
place, kind of.
Thank you, Stephanie. And Corey, are there any other examples of systems that come to your mind that to add into this mix? Because everybody said something different. This is great.
Yeah, one that I was thinking of would be the minor hockey system here. So in Iqaluit, we have a pretty prevalent minor hockey system, which is called the Iqaluit Amateur Hockey Association. And that works as a system because there's everybody from people who are on the board, which would be similar to, like, the council almost, which was Gavin said. There's coaches, there are officials, there's parents, there's people who fundraise, and then there are players, and they kind of all come towards one ultimate goal of providing hockey for the youth. So that's the example I have of the system.
That's great. So I think everyone's come up with a different example, so you can see how systems don't have to be really big, like education or justice, which are big systems. They can also be a system like what Tatsuya said is water or sewage, which might be part of the bigger system that of how the hamlet works and what the hamlet does. So it's really interesting. You can have smaller systems within bigger systems. But I think the key thing that we've learned here is that the system works because of the relationships and the way the parts work together. So really important to keep that in mind, especially when you're going to the Arctic Winter Games, because that's a really big special event, and there's lots of different moving parts or pieces that need to come together and work in a coordinated way so the Arctic Winter Games goes off without too many challenges. So I'll be interested to hear what of your experiences from going to those later, it'll be after the games, so in February. So let's talk a little bit more about the recreation and sports system now. So I'm going to introduce to you some of the big things about the system in Canada, and then we're going to talk about the system in Nunavut. So in the learning event on the computer, and if you haven't had power, you probably couldn't do it, so that's okay. You can go and have a look when your power is restored or when you're back in school and have a computer in front of you. But in Activity 1, you might have learned that recreation is usually something that a community or hamlet is responsible for. But recreation also happens with help from your territorial government and also from territorial recreation groups like Hockey Nunavut or Volleyball Nunavut, things like that. sport is a little different because sport has a stronger support from the federal government, and then it comes down from the federal government to your territory and then into your community. So a little different between recreation and sport. In Canada, there's four different, and this is where it gets confusing, but we have four different documents or frameworks or parts of the system that share priorities for sport, physical activity, and recreation. The first one is about recreation, and it's called the Framework for Recreation in Canada. And it was written in 7 years ago, and it helps to guide what happens in our communities around recreation. And it really encourages us to understand that recreation is there to help people in our communities be healthy and to help our communities be healthy. So it encourages people to be active and to get some training so that they can help other people enjoy recreation and make sure that we have outdoor spaces and indoor spaces for recreation. So that's the Framework for Recreation in Canada. We also have one called Parks for All. And this might seem a little strange for you guys in Nunavut, but you do have some big parks. It's just that, you know, a lot of the pictures of the parks you might see have trees in them. So a bit different. But the Parks for All is from 4 years ago, and it encourages people to be able to be active and healthy outdoors in our parks and places like that. And then we have another document that's about physical activity, and it's called the Common Vision for Increasing Physical Activity and Reducing Sedentary Living. And basically that's a really long title, but what it means is that in our country, when people move more and sit less, they are healthier. So if you think of some elders in your communities, probably those elders who are healthier are the ones that have been out on the land, they've used their bodies, they've moved, they've always stayed and been active in their lives. And so that's what that sort of national one is about. It's just encouraging us to move more in our day-to-day life. And then we also have one called the Canadian Sport Policy. And that one sets a direction for everyone to make sure that sport can have a positive impact in our lives. So Corey was just talking about minor hockey and how that works and how it brings those opportunities to people in Iqaluit. And so the Canadian Sport Policy is about everybody in Canada having a chance to participate in sport. So in Nunavut, you guys are really fortunate in your territory because not every province or territory has its own framework for sport, for physical activity, and for recreation. But the one in Nunavut was developed only a couple of years ago, and I shared it with you. You can find it in the learning event. And when you can understand the vision and goals of your framework, it will help you make sure that what you're doing fits better with what the priorities are in Nunavut and the role that you can play. So if you think about it, I'm just going to share a couple of things about it with you. And I know it's been challenging for everyone to sit in front of a computer because schools are closed or you're somewhere else. But just maybe if you can just sort of listen for a few more minutes, and then we're going to talk about what affects your system in Nunavut. So we'll talk about you guys specifically. So in Nunavut, what your framework says is it's your way of life to be active through things like sport, Inuit games, recreation, and traditional activities out on the land. And your system, all the different parts that are part of your system, supports these types of activities because they're good for people's health and for your community's well-being. Your Inuit societal values, as well as priorities at a community and territorial level, shape how well your sport and recreation system works. So, you know, one of the Inuit societal values, and I have a hard time pronouncing, I'm sorry, I think it's Kanu Sernik, and it is about being resourceful and creative. So last year, Andy, I remember how you and Manu told us about building an outdoor rink in your community, and I thought that was a great example of being resourceful. So you can see how you can take what's important across your territory and you can put it to action in your own community. In Nunavut's framework, there's 5 different goals. And really, you don't have to memorize them or anything like that. But one goal, just understand that one goal is about helping people be active in their day-to-day life. Whether it's walking to the store, playing hockey, going to the playground on the swings. Another goal is about having a variety of programs and services so people can find things that interest them. Not everybody likes playing hockey. Some people might like playing volleyball. Some people might like going for walks. Some people might like fishing. So there's lots of different ways for people to participate. Another goal is for people to have opportunities to develop as leaders, coaches, and volunteers so that they, and this is what you're doing, as youth ambassadors, you're developing yourselves to be leaders in your communities. Another goal is about people working together so that your system works better. And then the last goal is about having spaces and places where people can participate. So that's a lot of me talking. So just remember that a system works together so it can do many more things than what it can do alone. But it's not always easy, as we've seen or talked about today, for a system to work well. So sometimes things make it work well, and sometimes things make it hard for it to work well. So a blizzard in your community makes it hard for power system to work in your community and give you power in your homes and schools. So think about now, and this time when we go around our circle, Sheila, if you're okay, I'm going to start with Arvi at this time. So let me tell you the question. And maybe, Corey, I'll ask you to answer it before Sheila so that she has a chance to think about it. So the question is, think about what might affect the sport and recreation system in Nunavut. Is there something you can think of that makes it work well? Or is it something that makes it hard for it to work well? So some of the things that you might think of might be like people, or we've talked about weather, and I think weather can affect many different systems. So is there something that comes to mind that makes the sport and recreation system work well or not work so well? So I'm going to ask Corey to answer first, and then I'm going to ask Sheila, and then we're going to go to Chesterfield Inlet after that.
Yeah, sure. I think for me, it would be the travel system in Nunavut can make it difficult to plan different tournaments or territorials or bigger events. As everyone obviously knows, travel can get quite expensive. So having to find creative ways and doing fundraising to do these tournaments and to travel to different communities to play other teams from different communities, I think is one thing that that kind of makes it a little more difficult to put on these types of things within the sport and recreation system in Nunavut.
That's great. Thanks, Corey. So you mentioned a few things in there, but I think the main theme was the travel and getting together with people from other communities to participate in sport and recreation. So thanks for that. Sheila, what's one thing that you think either makes the sport and recreation work well in Nunavut or maybe makes it hard for it to work well?
A problem may be there isn't anyone to run the primary system.
That the winter interferes with it so that it's hard to get out and about?
I think she means there may not be, like, a coach or a leader to run the program.
Ah, thank you. So people, then, if you don't have people to help with the programs, is that what you mean? That's great. That's a really good point. So people can make it work better or they can make it harder for it to work. So thank you for that, Sheila. Let's go over to Chesterfield Inlet, and I'll let you guys can decide who goes first among you, but is there something that you can think of that makes the sport and recreation system work better or is more difficult for it to work?
What was the question?
Yeah, so if you think of the sport and recreation system in Nunavut, what is something that affects it? It can either make it work better so that sport and recreation is better, like, for example, if you have a coach in your community, it works better, or something that makes it harder for it to work. So Corey said travel is really expensive, so it's hard to go to competitions or things like that.
That I have a high school teacher who's a community mentor, and that's what makes the program easier.
Absolutely. So you have a person there who helps mentor you and guide you through some of the things that you're doing and support the activities. And you can imagine it might be harder for you to participate and also be a leader in your community if you didn't have that mentor there with you. Thank you. Does anyone else have an idea of something that makes your sport and recreation system work better or make it harder for it to work?
Hi, my name's Manu, and guild employees make rec better.
Yeah, so having people like staff and employees and things like that, is that what you mean?
Yes. So,
thank you. Okay, so
this is Katsua.
Katsua, is there something that
funding.
You think might funding?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, funding helps.
Funding, that's right. Money, unfortunately, money helps many of our systems work. So especially in the sport and recreation system. Thank you, Katsua. Okay, so that's so I think that was Kinggate. So let's go to Kevin, Gavin, or Kayak. Is there anything that you think makes the system work or not work so well?
This is Kayak. I couldn't think of anything to say, but I agree with what Gavin said.
That's great. Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to think of things, right? And it might not come to you until next week. Something might change. And you might think of it. Thank you. Anybody else then in Chesterfield that can think of anything that might make this sport and recreation system work better or not as well?
I think the stuff that would make it not as well is people not having the right equipment to play that sport. This is Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin, that's a really good point. So equipment, if people can't get equipment, like hockey equipment or things like that, or they don't have the right shoes to go into a gym or anything like that, it really makes it harder. So that's a really good example. Thank you. And did you guys in Chesterfield have any other ideas of anything else that either makes the system work better or makes it harder for it to work well?
Oh, we don't have any other ideas.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing those. Those were great ideas. Let's go to Coral Harbor. So Katie and Mark, you know, you were listening to what some other people said. Is there anything else that you can think of that affects how our sport and recreation system works?
Yeah, lack of equipment, cost of airfare, people being not taking care of the equipment,
being reckless in the canceled flights.
Yeah, so those are all things that make it a little bit harder, right? Maybe you don't have the equipment, or even if you do, people don't look after it. So the next person comes to try and participate or play, and the equipment's not working. And this, at the same, like, the cost of airfare is very expensive in Nunavut, and it's not just the cost of airfare, but for some communities, if your flights are canceled, you have to wait 2 or 3 or 4 days for the next flight. So those are really good points. Any other ideas from Coral Harbor that you, from Katie and Mark, that you can think of? Are there things that make the system work well that you, that might come to mind?
Passing it on to Katie.
Okay.
Nunavut sport and physical activity sets a path to be to help people become healthier and communities become stronger. It builds on our stance as well on the things that are working well and that point us in the right direction. The framework also aims to shine a light on our opportunities as well as on areas where more attention or a different code is needed.
Thanks. I really like how you said that the framework shines a light on opportunities. That's something we forget about sometimes, so that's a really good reminder for all of us that you can use something like that framework to see where you might be able to do things that aren't already happening in your community or where there's new opportunities. So thank you very much for that, Katie. That's a really good reminder for all of us. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then let's go over to you, Stephanie. I know you've heard a lot of different ideas from other people. Was there anything else that sort of came to your mind?
Yeah, pretty much, like, I'm hearing all the things, like, about the funding and everything else. So, my opinion, I'm like, using myself as an example, because I'm not really a sports person. So I was like, one of the things on my cut, like, the recreation, enough work well? That's the question, I guess, right?
That's right. Well, thank you very much.
Like not being willing to, like, try new things. What if we have all the funding, but no one to, like, participate? Like, then you can use way to go, right? So,
yeah.
Like, the main thing to, like, having people really willing to try and learn new things. So.
That's great. Thank you very much for sharing that, Stephanie. I think you guys have raised lots of good points about what affects the sport and recreation system in Nunavut. And I also think of weather, and we've talked about weather a few times today, but also geography. So that might be something else that affects it. So thank you for taking the time to join the conference call today. You guys have, I think, an activity. Maybe, I think, Stephanie, is that your phone that you can just mute it for a moment? With star 6? Thanks. So your trip to Iqaluit for your summit is coming up really soon, in just over a week. So before you go, I would really appreciate it if you can work on the learning activity for next Wednesday or share it as soon as you've got it ready. What it asks you to do is take a look at some of the information about Nunavut sport, physical activity, and recreation framework. And then just share one question and one statement. So a question might start like, one thing I would like to know more about is, or a question might also be, I am wondering why, or I'm wondering when, or I'm wondering how, and then you would finish the question. So you don't have to make your question long. Just take a look at what's there and ask a question about what you've seen. And you don't have to read the whole document. I've done like a short presentation, and I'll send the link out to you again today so you know where to find it. And then, as well as a question, a statement would be great. So, Katie, you gave an example of a statement when you said, you know, I think we can use the framework to look for opportunities. And that's a really good example of a statement. So you could use that for your required activity for next week or your learning activity. So you can say a statement like what Katie did, or it might start like, to work towards the goals of Nunavut Aluyut, I can, or one new thing I learned is that. And so I just would like you guys to just write one question and one statement after you've looked at the framework for sport, physical activity, and recreation in Nunavut. So this wraps up our first conference call for this learning activity or learning event. And I'm happy to stay on the phone if you have any questions after I stop the recording. You can always text me as well. I'll make sure you've got my phone number, or you can email or text Corey too if you have any questions, or I think your mentors are being really supportive and helping you as well. So whatever you need, please ask if you need some help. And I won't talk to you until after your trip to Iqaluit, so I wish you all very safe travels, no flight delays, no weather issues, and lots of fun when you get there and meet each other in person. So Kwana, Kianamik, Nekermik, Mana, thank you for joining us today. And just stay on if you have any questions and speak up. Otherwise, feel free to hang up. Enjoy your pizza or your dinner tonight. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you, Caroline. Thanks, everybody.